We'll have the transcript as well, so we'll utilize that
Oh,
as
good.
well.
Okay.
So my
Great. Okay.
apologies.
Good. I think, was it Sandy? Thank you, Barbara, for that. Sandy, you were up next.
You're welcome. Quick question, and I really appreciate how fast WMATA's moving on this after the Pat's report to the board and Randy's, follow up, as Mr. Clark's follow up saying that there'd be a feasibility study. Any sense of a timeline for this? And that may be an outrageous, unfair question, but it seems like it's moving fairly quickly.
You are correct, Sandy. It is moving. It's moving very quickly. It started last Friday. So, timeline, I would say give us at least 2 months. If we can get it done quicker, we will definitely, I'll keep you posted on where we are. But I would say give us at least 2 to 3 months. To move this forward, but it's definitely moving full speed ahead. So.
My sense is that's excellent. We're not talking years here. We're talking months.
No,
That's good.
no. But I'll make sure this is a topic that I provide a update for each report out for me. So, which
Excellent.
is
Thank you.
each AAC meeting. No problem at all. I think
Any other
Sarah was,
hands?
I see Sarah's hand. Not sure if it was still raised or if you had an additional question.
Oh, maybe not. Okay. And I was just going to ask one last question if we didn't have hands.
I keep lowering my hand and it keeps coming back up again. Don't know.
Okay. Did you want to say something, Sarah?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. And I would expect that the feasibility study would come back to this committee before it goes to the board, or what is that protocol there? I think in my 30 years, we've never done a feasibility study, so I don't know.
So let me check in with leadership to see, because this will be my first feasibility study, and I don't want to give you incorrect information.
Okay,
So I can
that's,
talk
yep.
to
That'd be great.
Jamie tomorrow morning and then send an email out to you all.
Great. And the only thing that I would say is, this is, it's interesting, the questions that I got asked by the general manager, when this came before the board last Thursday were interesting. I mean, he asked me the question, one question that he asked is if I knew how many people in the approximately 36,000 that take Metro Access have permanent disabilities. Well, I don't have a clue. And not only don't I have a clue, but I couldn't ever get that information from WMATA. And so it's a lot of other details like that that are going into this feasibility study that's going to make it larger than what we did, larger than what we presented. I think we've shared the final document with the committee. And Sarah, you've just done a wonderful job with respect to the amount of work that has been done in moving it forward. So we'll wait to hear back. And we appreciate the updates as you get them. That's great. And
No problem
yeah, good. Was there?
at all.
Oh, good. Go ahead, Maggie.
I was just gonna say thank you all for the work that you put in for the recommendation, the proposal. It is definitely gave us a strong starting point. So look forward to connecting and sharing updates as we move this forward. And I can assure you we are moving full speed ahead. So.
Great. Was there another topic, Maggie?
Yes, so I
Thursday?
have
Okay.
one more.
Okay.
So for the AAC and guest working group, I said I would share with you the which date we had Thursday and Friday. So it is Friday on February 6th at noon. The time frame is from noon until 2. However, we do not plan on keeping you that long. We just wanted to make sure we had enough time. If you do have additional questions, or if you want to give us feedback about this first engagement, we leave time for that opportunity. But I do want to share what our focus, intent, and strategy will be for these meetings. So the focus will be early engagement and improvement projects across the authority to inform accessibility outcomes. If I recall, my very first meeting in 2023, there was an engagement as it pertains to making sure you all are aware of improvement projects sooner than later. And so this is our strategy to ensure that we get the projects in front of you so that you can share your feedback, your comments, and we can take those in as they come in. So the intent of this group, it is designed to use the AAC's advisory role to the max extent so that we can elevate a wide range of lived experiences considered in our improvement projects. Traditionally, we have focused on certain populations, and so we want to expand. We want to talk about comorbidity. We want to make sure that we have a full representation of lived experience and individuals across the lifespan. So our strategy is to invite you to Metro headquarters for additional, excuse me, in-depth conversations about our improvement projects. We do ask, and Sandy, this is to you, participants to report to the larger AAC and subcommittees. Sandy came up with a great idea to report what we'll be talking about on Friday at the next bus and rail meeting. So we'd encourage that from anyone who's participating. And then reviewing feedback and determining feasibility of implementation. We want to take in as much information that we can, but we also want to be transparent that not every recommendation may be feasible for a particular project. So in those instances, we do want to have a conversation, transparent conversation of rationale if we're not able to implement. So this is our way to have that transparent conversation, free-flowing conversation of ideas, and making sure that we are proactively seeking out your recommendations, your expertise, your lived experience as we're navigating enhancing accessibility across the authority. So I'll stop there, open it up for any questions, comments.
Questions from the group?
When
Hi,
you said
Sarah. We have Sarah's. Oh, not sure.
is it Sarah or
I have Sarah who raised her hand
okay,
first.
good.
And this time I actually did raise my hand. Thank you. I was just going to ask you if you had the topics, if we know what exactly we're going to be talking about on Friday.
So Friday, I am going to send you, I'm going to update the invite. So Friday, we're talking about wayfinding in LaFont. So we'll start at the headquarters, and then we'll walk over to LaFont Station. We're going to have some signage for you all to review. So it should be station ahead. Some of the signage that was shared previously, looking at contrast, tactile features. So that will be Friday's focus, signage. But I can tell you, we're also going to be inviting emergency preparedness. They will be at the meeting, the bus and rail meeting next week, but we have a part two. So they'll be at the HQ. They also want to take us on a field trip. We also have training, engaging with training. We'll ask that you come back to talk. You all asked to talk to training, but we have some additional activities with training that I can't announce right now, but they're eager to connect with you all. So the focus with training is to ensure their curriculum represents the broadest representation of lived experience. And then we'll have a project related to infrastructure. And that's all I can share at the moment.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. And this will be on the first floor in the boardroom
Yes.
or
Yes. In
okay.
the boardroom.
In
We
the
will be in the
boardroom. Okay,
boardroom.
boardroom. Okay, great.
So, Chair Sheehan, I believe Rico was trying to raise his hand. Is that accurate, Rico?
And then we have Phil Weintraub.
I just need to know what time on Friday.
Noon.
Thank you.
And Phil, I think you're next.
All AAC members are required to attend this.
No. It's if you have time, you can. If not, that's okay. We will have a report out on at the bus and rail meeting next Monday. So if you're not able to attend, that's perfectly fine.
Thanks. I guess because I'm just kind of worried because about the requirement because I'm scheduled to leave town, head out of town on Friday.
Oh no, sir. We only if you're available. Only if you're available.
Yeah, thanks.
Very welcome. Chair Sheehan, I believe we have Sandy Nuzell.
Very good, Sandy. You're up.
Sandy Nuzell. So, other topics that are bubbling that we've had a little bit of information about are bus stop flags. What's accessible to the most people possible. And off the top of my head, I can't think of others, but can we continue to suggest topics to you?
Yes, of course.
And
And in that vein, Sandy, we are taking a look at all of the comments that come out of these meetings. And so, what we'll do is send you all a list of additional topics. So as you share information, as you request, we'll start connecting with those internal stakeholders to get access to their calendar when they're available to meet with you all. So we definitely
Okay.
want you all to share.
So that prompted my brain to remember what I was trying to say, which is so we come up with ideas, but Metro, meanwhile, in their wisdom is looking ahead also, but we don't have insights into that. So how can we sort of ask what's bubbling at Metro? What are they thinking about? And how can we sort of get involved in things at the earliest stage as possible.
So this is what this is the format is what we're doing. The internal stakeholder is going to talk to you about what their plans are. So just because we're talking about signage doesn't mean we're not going to talk about what else they're looking because they want you to come back.
Okay.
But we're also trying to acclimate the other internal stakeholders about you all's interest to be engaged earlier. And people are receptive. We just have to make sure we know what you want to hear about and then also give them the opportunity to share what they're thinking about. But this opportunity with the internal stakeholders is for them to share information as well, not just to receive it from you.
Okay, so and will we hear from multiple stakeholders at the Friday meeting, or is this going to be narrowly focused on the signage at L'Enfant Plaza?
So what I've noticed, people like to have their own time. So
Okay.
it will be focused on those respective groups. If we can add additional stakeholders, it just depends on the topic. Again, some people like to have full access to you all because they want to pick your brains, they want to learn from you, they want to share. And sometimes when we have multiple internal stakeholders on the agenda, they're not able to have the conversations. It's a little rushed. So we can definitely try to plan that out. But at the moment, you'll be meeting with one individual stakeholder department.
Okay, so as long as you can keep us apprised of, what else is sort of new and
To
bubbling,
come.
because we might be able to say, oh, this topic is far more important to that topic. Can you push this topic earlier in the chain, so to
Okay.
speak?
That's good. So thank you.
And
Thank you
certainly,
for
I
that.
think this is Pat, and certainly one of the areas would want to know is, what is WMATA's priorities? How does that stack up with what we're working on so that the priorities meet? And if we're looking at four or five topics, kind of sounds like a kickoff meeting, let's say, where you bring in the people who are interested in participating in these task groups and lining up the right people to talk to the right people, but knowing what WMATA's priorities are versus what we're working on. That would help to speed things up. I think the ultimate goal here is going to be to get more done in a short period of time, with our people talking to the right people at WMATA.
Okay, excellent.
Good. Okay. Any other hands up?
I do not see any at the moment.
Okay. Sarah? Just kidding. Let's see. I'll pay for that later, I'm sure. All right. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie. Boy, we've worked you hard tonight, I swear. It's quite, yeah.
I
No,
didn't
that was good. So I think I had any other questions, anything else that has come up? I think the discussion, Dr. Butler, has been very thorough with what we're doing moving forward. These introductory meetings will be plans that will be coming forward, and we'll be able to get involved with them, as we've got the we listen, look at the priorities and have the resources to do it. Any other questions from the group, Sandy or Sarah? I know you've talked a little bit about signage certification. Are there any other areas of concern that we're looking at? I know one of the areas that I've been interested in and really need to pick it up is going to be Prince George's County's a transit vision plan. We've let that go for a little bit. Another one would, of course, be the bathrooms and where we are with that whole particular project, including, communication, how it's going to be done, where, and all of that. So those are other areas of interest that we have been working on, and we don't want anything to fall between the cracks. Anybody else hearing anything from anything that we might have missed?
On Friday, on Saturday from 10 to 12, I'm going to Baltimore to have a disability training on their transit system on this coming Saturday.
Okay. Oh, this Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
From 10 to 12. I got the email today.
Okay. Very good. One of the things that we did talk about moving forward a few months ago was sort of looking at strategic planning and what's moving forward at WMATA. And so I think that this is the kind of the implementation of that strategic planning element that we want to incorporate into our meetings. So let's see how this first one goes, and we're pleased, but I think it's going to allow us to do more work faster with the right people. It's great. Any other questions? Anything we haven't touched? So I think we are on to subcommittee reports, right? We kind of merged the questions, and I had certain questions and thoughts concerning some of the projects that we were discussing. But those have been answered. You guys raised a lot of good questions. So I think we are on to are we on to public comment? I'd shifted away from my agenda.
I see
Yes,
four
we are.
hands.
We're a little early, but we can definitely
Yeah, that's
go to
fine.
public comment. Oh,
Yeah.
I think Sierra has her hand up, actually. She just raised her hand. Sierra.
Sarah?
It might have been by accident. I'm not sure.
Okay, are we good?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Sarah. Yes.
One suggestion, if we have a little bit of extra time and we want to get our board report voted on today, we could take a couple minute break at some point and let everybody go read the board report and then come back and vote on it.
We could do that.
We need to
Do we
see
have,
it by the
first of all, do yeah,
end of
do
the
we have a
meeting.
quorum? I looked a little bit earlier, but I don't know. Do we have a quorum?
Think we do. I'm looking at the participant list.
I think we need 11 for a quorum. No, I think it's. I think it's 10 for a quorum.
Am voting.
Here, hi, Pat.
Hey, Paul. I think you just made our quorum, Paul. Paul, did you have any thoughts or any? Well, you will have plenty of time for your report, I think. We can jump into some of those things in your report.
I think we do.
We do have a
Chair,
quorum.
she
Good.
did.
Okay. And Paul just joined us, or joined in a little bit earlier. So yeah, we do. Okay. The report is not long. How about we give. Let's see. How do we want to do this? Do you want to bring that report up and read it? Would you?
See.
We could,
So let
that'd
me
probably
just
be most
add.
efficient, yeah.
I only took out one sentence, and that was the Appendix A.
Or Pat, may I ask, can we do subcommittee reports and then go delve into the board report?
Well, right now we're on public comment, so I'm going to go
Oh,
that
got it, got it,
next.
got it. Okay, got it.
Okay, I don't mind doing it that way, Paul. That's fine. Let me go to public comment first.
Okay. Let's see if we have any
Do we have any
hands.
hands for public comments?
I do not see any hands raised at the moment.
Okay. So why don't we go to our re subcommittee reports. Let's go to Tino, you're up first, and then followed by Paul, and then we'll hit the board report if someone can get to that report so that we have it, we can pull it up and read it, and then we'll vote
Chair,
on it.
she hand. It looks
Yes.
like Mrs. Samuels did raise her hand. Janice
Oh, Janice,
Samuels.
yes.
Samuel.
Thank you. Quick question. On this recertification documentation in the physician section, does it specifically ask if the rider has a permanent disability, or is that just something that the physician may or may not mention?
Chair Sheehan, can I ask either Mr. Blake or Mr. Colbert to answer that question
Yeah,
for
I
us?
certainly would. I was just going to try to punt it to someone correctly. Thank you for that. Yeah. From what I remember, having just filled mine out, I don't remember it saying anything about a permanent disability,
Right. I
but
just filled mine out too, but I didn't even look at the physician section. I know my physician, when they've completed a Schedule A letter, they've stated that I have a permanent disability, but I didn't know if that was a question on the form.
I don't think it is.
No, it
I
is.
don't think it is either.
Yeah, this is Christian Blake. It's not all, there is no statement of permanent disability. Again, we were
So.
always talking about because one could make the assumption that the disability is permanent. What we were always talking about was permanent eligibility, and that was kind of the discussion. So the disability is recognized. In fact, WMATA already recognizes the disabilities in a lot of cases through what we've already established called the administrative recertifications. Although that's still the administrative means you didn't have to come in, but as been pointed out, you still go and see the doctor. So we're recognizing the disabilities already, but in terms of the specific question, is there language says this disability is permanent? No, there's not on the applications.
Right. So that's a data set that was asked for by the general manager, which Metro doesn't have.
Well, so yeah, and that's going to be something that will be asked and presented and discussed, I think, at the leadership level regarding that. Certainly, I was asked that question
Right. And
before
I
the
would just
board,
say
and
to that question, yes, we don't provide that information publicly necessarily, but folks with, let's say, visual disabilities, we know who those customers are, and we're going to make the assumption that visual disability is permanent. I mean, that's the assumption you make with that. Folks with intellectual disabilities, the same thing. There are people who are on Metro Access, following an injury, and that could be temporary, and we can notate that. But for that data point, I think we can definitely gather it based on the disabilities that are listed, for each customer and determine which ones are permanent and which ones are more temporary use of Metro Access due to a injury, a car accident, or something to that effect.
good.
Right. But for full transparency, a footnote should be provided to say that that is an estimate determined by Metro. Because, yeah, like you said, for vision and some other things, you can assume that it's permanent, but you can't for all disabilities. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Okay. Let's see. So public comments, I think that's everyone. Tina, we were going to go to your report for bus rail.
Yeah, I've had trouble trying to download the draft of the bus rail subcommittee minutes. So I don't have it at the moment.
Okay. Well, we can do that at your report next week. Okay. Good, sir. Unless one of your vice chairs have that report.
So this is Sandy, and I'll confess, I would have to go back through my notes to look at what was said. Let's just do it at the bus rail subcommittee next week, okay?
Good. Yeah. Good idea, Sandy.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I would like to make a comment. I couldn't get it on the screen. I'm sorry I'm late, but I was on Metro Access for an hour and 45 minutes. That's why I'm late. But the other comment is I never got a link to this Zoom call. What wasn't the link sent out? Hello.
Yeah. I couldn't quite get all of your question.
I said, why wasn't a link to the
Oh, the
Zoom sent out today? I had no link.
go ahead.
Miss Marcy, I did send one out earlier this morning around, I think it was around 10.
I did not get it.
Can you check into that, make sure she's
And I always get things from new.
I'll double check to see.
I double checked my email just now, and I don't see it.
I'm sorry, this is Sarah. I'm just cutting in because I think there were some issues with that link. I think a question was asked by one member and then Maggie responded, so it wasn't titled link to the email and link to the Zoom or anything like that. And I had trouble using that link. I tried it a couple times and couldn't get on. And I eventually had to go back and find an old link from Anu to be able to get on. So there were some issues there. You're not alone.
Sarah, that's how I got on the spell. I went and got found an old link for a new ocean that two messages on the day of the meeting, the first one in the morning. And the second one about 20 minutes before the meeting starts.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Goldstein. I'll double check the process of that, and then we can make sure we make sure you're on the list for sure, but also we'll send a separate email that just states the invitation. So my apologies.
Maggie, I'll also send you what I was able to download in terms of the minutes, but it wasn't the minutes themselves. So we need to get the minutes uploaded somehow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tina.
Very good.
I think Philippa has her hand raised.
I just had a quick comment about the meeting link. I did finally see one when I did a search under your name, and it said it came in, I think, around 10:45 a.m., and I was just checking early so I would be able to get in the meeting. Then when I went back to find it, I couldn't find it at all. It's like, I don't know if another message swallowed it up or whatever, but there was nothing. Suddenly, there was nothing in the search bar for your name at 10:45 a.m. So I thought it was just something with my system, but apparently it's something else going on.
It might be my system, so I apologize
Yeah,
for
and
the
then the
delay.
link was like very faint, like instead of being, in the regular bold blue, it was like a very faint blue that like it was about to disappear on you. So I don't know what's going on, but anyway, just wanted to throw in my 2 cents.
Yeah,
Thank
because
you for that.
I think what happened is when I saved it into my folder, it turned out it was like I had to click on it was like, and all the links and all the email, it was like had it all together as like a thread, so I had to like click all the emails thread to find the link.
Yeah, that's what I thought might have happened. It got swallowed up, but I don't know how it got swallowed within a 10-minute time frame.
But I'll fix that. I'll just send you a free link with the meeting invite with no responses to emails. I'll just send you a new email for that.
All right, good. We'll iron out those little glitches and make sure we're all getting the proper links. Okay, thanks.
I guess, did you want me to go next?
Why don't you go? Yeah, go next, and then we'll see if we can get the board report in.
All right. This is Paul Somerfort, Metro Access Subcommittee Chair here, African American male, middle age. I have a shaved head and a black shirt on. Welcome everybody, giving report from the last subcommittee meeting, which was delivered so well by Tuan Farmer. Subcommittee vice chair. And also I wanted to tell you, Patrick, Susan Bowmaster has agreed to be the second vice chair.
Oh, very good. Okay. Excellent, Paul. Good.
So I have a full a complement of people to work with and train in the transition when I roll out in a couple of years.
Good. Very
All
good, sir.
right. So with the last meeting, we talked about three big rocks, the Metro Access fleet with Mr. Blake, how we are going towards vehicles that have low floor kind of no more the vehicles we think with the lifts and getting customers with mobility devices kind of acclimated to that, that they're going to be low floor kind of lifts where it's open, and they would just walk on the ramp, that type of deal, or pushed if needed by the driver. This kind of just helps with cut down on any of the issues with having a vehicle with a lift, that type of thing. So we had quite the discussion about that. We talked about all the abilities, right? New providers. We talked about Lyft is approved to be aboard, but there's some other technicalities they have to finish before officially becoming part of our abilities ride a set of choices. People did talk about during the meeting indication of how to indicate choice for abilities ride provider as part of the reservations process, whether through online booking or reservationist, their indication and preference and how that's going to look. We also got updates from Miss William at Hall about the digital assistant and how it's being used in different ways to help both Where's My Ride staff to book like Uber trips, and some a peek at how it can hopefully at some point this year, possibility, not a guarantee. Customers may be able to engage the digital assistants beyond giving, booking simple trips, Metro Access trips, and also giving trips about their, through Where's My Ride, like where's the vehicle and ETA of a, pickup time and things like that, possibly like booking simple Uber trips under very specific circumstances, such as, the trip is late or they already have a scheduled Uber trip and rebooking that again. That possibility might come this year, but it's not guaranteed. We also talked about My Transit app, really encouraging customers to use it, download it. It's a wonderful tool. It'll save you time and having to call one who uses it religiously every day to see who my provider is for any scheduled trips the next day. If it's a Metro Access vehicle, you can see where the vehicle's at, the vehicle number, and the driver name. It has all sorts of useful information you can use in the reservations process as you refresh it and book trips to see everything is accurate that you negotiate with the reservationist. And they're talking about adding more features to it, such as booking trips and even canceling trips that you don't need. We did have that feature, but there was a little bug to it that I brought up. So the vendors are still working on that to improve the tool. So it is a good tool as is right now, and we're looking forward to more enhancements to it in our hands where we don't have to go. We still have the option to log into our Metro Access account, but to have this app and be able to do some of this will be a great enhancement. And with that, I'll take any questions. I know on next week month's agenda, we are talking about Billy's Ride updates. We're talking about, I think, comes back on my agenda, the Metro Access, that proposal for eligibility. But also I put out there to have back Mr. Blake, you're there. If we can bring back a wonderful person from Uber representative or representatives, we come back and get a presentation and kind of talk about some of the ongoing issues. I know one of them is geocoding. The other one is, as I've mentioned, you get a link. Well, you request a link, and you only get the other bottom half of the messaging by taking this ride and not the actual link, and seeing how they're, resolving some of these common issues. So is that possible, Mr. Blake? Is that have you on here? We can bring him and have him invited so we can have him on the agenda. Hear my
Will
heart.
do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else you need to add, Mr. Blake? Did I cover everything?
No, that's about the agenda. I think we were thinking about it's that, and we're going to talk about service. Now, he talked about the snow today. That mainly focused on fixed route. We'll give you an update on our, i.e., the Metro Access snow plans. So
Oh
that you'll
yes,
be
because we're
aware.
still in winter. I mean, I will say y'all have been great so far in this winter storm and not shutting down service and where bus could have and accommodating people where they can be, but and explain what curb to curb service is going to look like if door to door cannot be performed. That's been made loud and clear to customers during as we experience this winter wonderland going on now and as we go on into February, and hopefully it'll be done by the end of this month.
Excellent, Paul. A couple things, Paul. In the Winter Wonderland discussion that we had earlier, Sarah will be collecting people's experiences and turning them to into Maggie, so that we can corral all the comments and have the people come in during an AAC meeting in first meeting in March. So we can look, get reports on what WMATA did, jurisdictions did, and not to, of course, point fingers or blame or anything like that, but look at lessons learned. So we'll take those that information, and then the second thing I would say is the eligibility piece. I reported it to the board last Thursday, and they have said that they. Hang on. That they, hang on. That they are doing doing a feasibility study, that they have brought up to Dr. Butler's level. And that feasibility study, they started that Friday, and they've got a lot of questions that they want to answer. So they're going to take that feasibility study, which may take 2, maybe 3 months, come back to us when it's ready, and then we'll go from there. So there probably won't be anything new to report on the certification process, but it's a question of what's going on legally, operationally, and policy-wise. So when we hit all three of those marks, feasibility study is warranted. And that's what that is. I think I summarized that fairly good in 30 seconds.
Yes,
Dr.
you did.
Butler?
You did.
Okay.
Thank you.
I try. All right. Good, Paul. Thank you. Any questions for Paul? All
Paul,
right.
do you know the name of the app you said? I forgot
Oh.
the
It's called My Transit App, and you can get it from either the Android Play Store, or if you have an iPhone, you can get it from there too and download it on your phone.
Is the app green?
Is the app what?
Green?
Green?
Yeah.
On it's red. It's a red colored app when I look at it on my phone. Then that's my yeah it looks like a little person in it with a half circle, and it's that's white, and then it's red, and it's called My TM, My Transit Manager, so it'd be MYTM.
And so what's the and what's the icon look like?
Yeah, the icon I was describing as a looks like a little it looks like a person, and sort of a looks like a C next to it shaped, and that's white, and then the background is red, and it's my TM, MYTM.
All right. Thank you. Do we have access to the board report? I'm wondering if we can get that read. I know we have a quorum, so we could approve that.
I'm sorry. Would you like me to read it to you all?
That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Dear Chair Santos and members of the board, it is my pleasure to present the Accessibility Advisory Committee report for the month of January 2026. During this reporting period, the AAC and its subcommittees focused on emergency preparedness, system-wide accessibility engagement, wayfinding and signage development, and metro access service delivery. A significant action item this month was the committee's approval of a formal recommendation to streamline the metro access eligibility recertification process for riders with permanent disabilities. Issues of the month: system-wide accessibility engagement and early coordination. The AAC received an update from the Vice President of System-Wide Accessibility outlining plans to strengthen early and structured engagement with the committee beyond standing meetings. These efforts include voluntary station visits, focus groups, and working sessions designed to incorporate accessibility feedback earlier in planning and implementation. The committee supports this approach and emphasizes the importance of ensuring that engagement results in practical improvements to wayfinding, customer experience, and overall system usability. Senior leadership participation in subcommittee discussions, including customer experience and wayfinding topics, reflects continued progress towards earlier coordination and alignment across WMATA departments. Safety, emergency, offloading, and preparedness. The committee reviewed the findings of a safety investigation related to an October 31st, 2025 smoke event that resulted in emergency train offloading. Discussion focused on the importance of consistently applying emergency procedures, particularly for riders using mobility devices, and ensuring clear communication with customers following safety incidents. The AAC encouraged continued coordination with training, safety and emergency preparedness functions, and express interest in further engagement on preparedness practices. Metro Access Eligibility Recertification Recommendation. The AAC unanimously approved a recommendation to streamline Metro Access Eligibility Recertification for riders with permanent disabilities. The recommendation proposes extending the recertification interval from 3 years to 5 years and eliminating redundant medical documentation unless a rider's condition changes. The committee believes this approach would reduce unnecessary administrative burden while maintaining program integrity and alignment with peer agency practices. The AAC respectfully recommends board consideration for this policy change. Subcommittee highlights. Metro Access Subcommittee. The Metro Access Subcommittee discussed fleet modernization efforts, including the continued transition to low-floor ramp-equipped vehicles, provider participation in abilities ride, and ongoing challenges related to pickup location accuracy and mapping. Updates were also provided on the digital assistant and My Transit app. The subcommittee emphasized the importance of clear customer communication, reliable technology tools, and continued monitoring of service quality. Bus and Rail Subcommittee. The Bus and Rail Subcommittee focused on station restroom signage, wayfinding consistency, and early accessibility engagement and design. Members reviewed high contrast signage concepts, provided detailed feedback on legibility, placement, and tactile elements, and requested in-person mock-up review prior to finalization. The subcommittee also discussed broader wayfinding issues, including station ahead signage and coordination with signage working groups. Closing, the Accessibility Advisory Committee appreciates the continued engagement and responsiveness of WMATA leadership and staff. The committee looks forward to ongoing collaborations to improve accessibility, safety, and customer experience across all modes and services. Respectfully submitted, Patrick Sheehan, Chair, Accessibility Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Dr. Butler. Okay, so that is the report. Can I have a motion to accept that report as presented?
You have a motion.
Okay. I have a
all similar for
good. I
I'll
have
second.
multiple yeses and seconds. Great. Any additions or corrections to that? I think there was one correct. There was one update to that report dealing with appendices.
A.
Hearing no objections. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the report's adopted. Great. Thank you. Well, that is our agenda for the evening. It's a little bit after 7. I don't mind giving everybody 30 minutes back, roughly. Dr. Butler, I think generally we have an announcement at the end of the meeting regarding comments if anyone has wants to make them.
And this is Sandy. Can we just ask one more time, since this is the time for public comment, if there's any public who want to make a comment? I think they should be given another opportunity.
Oh, that's fine. Yes. Do we have anyone else? We have some time on the agenda. Is there anyone, members of the public, that would like to discuss any issues? Do we see any hands?
I'm just taking a look right now.
Okay.
There are no hands.
No hands. Okay. Very good. Okay. Dr. Butler, you have a closing statement for us? Did I
I
lose?
do. I
Oh,
you did not. So
okay,
my
good.
apologies. So thank you everyone for participating. If you have any additional comments, questions, or concerns you would like to share, you can share those at Metro AAC Chair at WMATA.com. Again, we thank you for your participation. Our next subcommittee meeting will be Bus and Rail on February 9th.
Excellent. Good. And next month we will be in person, right? In March at in person at La Fon Plaza. So all three meetings, correct? As I remember,
So
AAC.
AAC definitely. Let me just double
Yep,
check
not
something.
all
So I
meetings, Patrick.
What's that, Paul?
Not all meetings.
Yep.
There's a rotation.
Well, we had a plan to have all, but the scheduling spirits were with you all, and so we will not have them all in person.
Oh, okay.
But it will be March 2nd, actually. We'll be in person.
Oh, okay. And bus rail will be virtual.
And actually, bus rail, we have that as in person as well. But
Oh.
let me double check because this computer is showing me multiple dates. So let me double check and send the list to everyone.
Okay.
So we can have I'll give you accurate information.
Good. Paul seems pretty secure that he gets to be virtual again, but we'll check it out. Excellent. So
The second you definitely will be in person for
that's right.
AAC.
Good.
And
Great. Thank you.
Maggie, this is Sandy. When
Sandy.
you send that out, can you send that as a list rather than a table? Some people who use screen readers were having a hard time reading the table of dates that were in person versus and virtual.
Absolutely. We will have our senior admin resend that in a list format.
That'll
Thank
be
you.
great. Good. That does help. Excellent.
I have a question. So
Go ahead, Rico.
I get a new my new email address. I don't know, do y'all have my new email address? I get
No, we do not. Your emails keep bouncing back, Rico. So
okay.
So
Let me give it to you. CDI interpreter at gmail.com.
can you say the first three again? Did you say CDI?
Yes, CDI interpreter
Interpreter.
at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Rico.
You're welcome. And another question. If Zoom is having problems with logging on a long time, what is the other backup plan?
So I think tonight we might have had some issue with not having enough staff being able to admit you all. So I did see your email. What I would ask, because everyone has access, all of my team has access to the Metro AAC. If you are having difficulty entering, if you can email that, and then we will internally be monitoring that at the start of the meetings. But one thing that I will be doing differently is just sending the invite in a separate email. So that will help alleviate what was going on tonight, hopefully. And then we'll monitor the Metro AAC email if you're having difficulty getting in.
Very good.
Very welcome.
Okay, thank you. Can I put a motion out there to adjourn?
So move. Second.
Second.
All those seconds. All right. Thank you, everybody. Meeting adjourned.
All right.
Very good meeting. Appreciate it.
Please stop the recording.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.